It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
Is that one snowy egret out there?
There were two snowy egrets when I arrived. Two snowy egrets and one big white pelican that has been around now every time I've been out here for several weeks. And I think this is a season for white birds to go with the white snow we're beginning to get.
We're at Walden Ponds this morning. It's a popular destination, and we actually came here because there were six tundra swans here just a few days ago. It looks like they've moved on. But as Ruth Carol was saying, November's a great month to look for big white birds. And we're seeing, there's one American white pelican to the right and a couple of beautiful snowy egrets out there.
And, of course, a whole lot of gulls. They're almost always around at this time of year. And there have been reports of, I think it was 250 white snow geese flying around the county a few days ago.
So I've received some emails lately from people saying, isn't this late for pelicans? And also backing dump trucks. Isn't this late for pelicans to be in Boulder County? I don't really think it is. I think as long as there's some open water, some will stick around. But they're very migratory. The swans come all the way down from the Arctic tundra, the tundra swans. And we now have 120,000 tundra swans in North America. And occasionally we get a trumpeter swan here as well. The two snowy egrets are out there and they're fishing. They catch fish right through November and then they'll sort of slink southward. But the cool thing about snowy egrets is we've never documented them nesting in Boulder County and they're starting to spend summers here. So we could have a nesting colony very soon. And I think they're just about, don't you, Ruth Carol, about the prettiest bird of all?
Yes, those feathers, particularly when they're in breeding plumage, are just beautiful. And the white pelicans, several years ago, we had over 100 white pelicans that stayed around almost throughout the month of November. In fact, it was until the end of November out at one of the Teller Lakes. In spite of all the man-made noises around here, like backing dump trucks and sirens and just general traffic noise, there's a lot of gorgeous nature out here, and if you listen hard, you can even hear some of it. There are five states where hunting tundra swans is legal, and occasionally a hunter will, by mistake, shoot a trumpeter swan, which is much rarer than a tundra. Usually this is just sort of glossed over, and they get fined, but that's about it. But there is a movement afoot by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They keep changing that name, so that's why I stumbled over it. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is working on a plan that would protect hunters who accidentally kill a trumpeter swan. It's called an incidental kill. I don't know, to us it seems like that's overkill.
Yeah, the trumpeters are twice as big as the tundras. You can't always tell them apart.
We've made mistakes, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
Particularly when they're in the water and there's nothing to compare the size to. It's hard to see the little differences in the beak, like the tundras have a little bit of a yellow lore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I think the real concern, though, is that eventually they will open up a trumpeter swan hunting season. Mm-hmm. They're up to about 63 or 65,000. They're doing great. But they're such a gorgeous bird, and many people just don't approve if they're being hunted. And you're going to hear a lot about that over the next couple of years.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.